You are listening to the Unity Now podcast featuring the Reverend Sean Birch, the pastor of Spirit of Unity Baptist Church in Roanoke, Virginia. In this podcast, you will hear powerful messages from Pastor Birch and other ministers that tell of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These messages will inspire, challenge, and help you grow in your relationship with God. I hope you're ready. I know I am. Let's be blessed by today's message.
There is a word from God today. Could you meet me at Jonah, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10? Yes. Let me know when you're there. Jonah 2, verses 1 through 10. Are we there? My mentor, Dr. Thomas, is in the house. I love you. Are we there? And it reads, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish, saying, I called to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of the fish I cried, and you heard my voice. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I'm driven away from your sight. How shall I look again upon your holy temple? The waters closed over me. The deep surrounded me. Weeds wrapped around my head and the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit. Oh Lord, my God. As my life was fading away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who worship vain idols forsake their true loyalty, but I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Deliverance belongs to the Lord." Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and he spewed Jonah out into the dry land. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather in this sacred space, we invoke your presence, Father God. May your spirit guide our hearts and our minds, preparing us for the sermon ahead. Open our ears to hear your word and our hearts to receive your wisdom, so I may walk in the alignment with your will. Stand me up, Father God, but I want nothing to be a mere messenger of your word. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. The title today will be The Beauty of a Second Chance. Amen. The Beauty of a Second Chance. You see, Jonah's fear and pride caused him to run from God. He does not wish to go to Nineveh to preach repentance to the people as God has commanded him, because he feels that there are enemies there, and he is convinced that God will not carry out the threat to destroy the city. Instead, he boards a ship which was going in the opposite direction. Soon, a raging storm causes the crew to cast lots and determine that Jonah is the common denominator. They throw him overboard, and he is swallowed by a great fish. In its belly for 3 days and three nights, Jonah repents of his sins to God, and the fish spewed him to the dry land. There are times in our lives when we feel like we are completely blown it with God, and we've run out of chances. I wonder, is there any person in here who has been in a situation in which you really wanted something to work, but it didn't? You felt like, if I just had a second chance, I know I could make things work. We look back over our lives at some of the situations that we have been involved in and some of the choices we have made. And we think, God, if I only had a second chance, I know I would do better in my financial situation. If only I had a second chance, I know I would have a better attitude and try not to cuss people out. But there is good news. God offers us a second chance, family, because he has given us the ultimate second chance through his son. God found a way to give us a second chance through a glorious rebirth. No matter where you are, no matter what you have done, God is offering you a second chance. God is saying, if you return to me, I will return to you. If you ask me to, I will forgive and forget. A God of second chances means the Almighty doesn't give us just one shot at impressing him or earning his love or getting it right. When we repent our sin conditions, God sees us as righteous, unblemished, like his perfect son. Jesus is our second chance. And his gift of redemption is evidence that his Father is the God of second chance. Yet because we're in our earthly bodies, we continue to sin. So your relevant question today may be, what do I need to do to deserve a second chance? Now, the first thing we need to do, church, is learn to forgive others. We should be willing to forgive everyone who wrongs us, just as Jesus forgives us. But when someone continuously, shamelessly causes harm to you, then you just have to learn to step away and give that to God. Forgive them, but give it to God. Let us just try that we can just do things to help each other get through the situations that we're in. Give it to God. When we have wronged someone, we have a tendency to demand another chance. The Spirit is talking to me, and I remember this one situation when I was playing golf with one of our church members, and I was losing, y'all. If y'all know me, I don't like to lose. So I was noticing that he wasn't following the rules, and I knew I could call a penalty on him and jump into the lead. So I did, and the church member who's here today, he came up to me and he said, "You know what? You ain't nothing but a crybaby." I said, "A crybaby? Did he just call me a crybaby?" So we was nose to nose, y'all. We was going back and forth. And I just felt so bad that I was that petty. But I wanted to win, Ron. I did. So I apologize. I know I already said sorry, but I'm going to say it again in front of everybody. I'm sorry. All right. It's just that simple, y'all. Bring your Christian love to your fellow man. But not us. You see, some of us live by a three strikes you out motto when it comes to offending us. But Jesus was aware of our tendency to blow people off or cut them off altogether for offending us once, maybe even twice. You see, Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive the same person who insulted him. And he probably thought he was being a little extra open-handed when he asked Jesus if he should forgive them seven times. But Jesus told him, not seven times, but seven times 70. You see, Jesus was teaching we must forgive our offender an unlimited number of times because that's the way our Heavenly Father forgave us. People will say, if someone does you wrong, you should get your lick back. And people will also say, if someone offends you, you might should pull up on them. But this does not sound like teachings of Christ. All right. Forgiveness is a primary process in the kingdom. It is never seen more clearly than on the cross. As our example, he is a God with unlimited amounts of grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And that means he's the God of second chances. But you must start with forgiveness, okay? Now, the second thing, everybody, no matter what you have done, you deserve a second chance if you give it to God. In our pericope today, God gave Jonah a second chance, Even in Jonah's darkest hour, God's pursuit of his rebellious servant continued. And God's command, the great fish spit Jonah out on the dry land, granting him a second chance to field his divine mission. Now, this is an act of deliverance and demonstrated not only God's power, but also his mercy. But don't get it twisted. Let me tell you something. People in your family, your friends, maybe even the person sitting beside you in church will tell you you don't deserve a second chance. And they will remind you of a few things you have done to back up your claim, their claim. But I know a man that will give you a second chance. A man who doesn't have time for the he said and the she said or a report of something that he already knows. But you have to do your part, my good people. The problem is that we make decisions in life and mistakes, if you will, that end up changing our chance situation. But listen, that being said, according to God's perfect word, he is ready to forgive you and is willing to forgive you in a large way if you just confess your sins. Acknowledge the error of your actions and show remorse. God will forgive you even if you make the same mistakes over and over again. God says you deserve another chance. Listen, you are not too far gone. God will give you another chance. Just come to him. God is faithful to forgive you, church. If you are sincere, when God forgives us, he does it so completely and with love. He erases and blots out everything. God says you deserve every piece of that chance he's about to give you. Now, the third thing is failure is not final. It's not final. If failure was final, then none of us would be in here today. None of the people in the Bible would have made it. Jonah surely would have been done. The Bible is one story after another of people who messed up repeatedly and how they were coached along by God until they got it right. Names like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Jonah, David, Paul, and Peter, just to name a few. If failures were not included in the church, nobody would be here today. Just a few short weeks ago, you know, Anthony Edwards, the star player of the Minnesota Timberwolves, put forth his best effort at the Western Conference Final. He nearly recorded a triple-double with 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. During his post-game interview after that, he said, you know, I've missed plenty of shots in my career, and I've lost over 100 games. 21 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I've missed. I failed over repeatedly in my life. Then he said, that's why I succeed. You see, I didn't focus on the failures. I focused on my strength, and I gave it all to God. God's word is, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. That's why the Bible says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You see, church, we all experience failures in life. Failing doesn't make you a failure. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Now, this is for the seasoned saints in here. Have y'all ever felt like Charlie Brown? You are going through life thinking, I would never kick that stupid ball. In fact, I'm standing here today telling you, you will kick it. You, if you trust in God, you will kick that ball farther than you ever kicked it in your life. Okay? I'm standing here today to tell you that I failed in quite a lot of things. I came across a list just this week that I didn't do. Let me share a few of them with you. Experts said you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. I don't always do that. The dentist said you should brush your teeth after every meal and every snack. Who got time to do that? I've been told you should, my dad is here, he'll tell you this one. I've been told never to allow your gas tank to get below half full. Let me tell y'all something. It was a time in my life my gas light was on like a check engine light. Trying to tell you. I should make my bed every morning, dust once a week, and vacuum once a week. My wife will tell you. I don't do that. I've struck out, is what I'm trying to say, church. Failing does not make you a failure. It is simply that your actions fail to have the impact that you wanted. Right. Believing that you are a failure can become a self-fulfilling prophecy if you allow it. It is easy for us as people to put our face on and pretend that we have it all together. But the truth is, nobody does. We don't. Nobody does. We all make mistakes, day in and day out. Focusing on your failures not only makes it feel worse than what it is, but it may cause you to have depression and low self-esteem. But I am glad that we serve a God that gives us a second chance when we fail or when we fall. Let me see if I can explain it this way. Y'all know I'm a story. I got a story for everything. Let me tell you about my middle school days, early middle school. Me and Deacon Darren Johnson. I love how that sound, Mom. See, we were bullies in school, y'all. Yes, we was bullying way before it hit the news. Way before it hit the news. So we running around picking on kids, doing what we do. And this one particular kid, he came up to me and he said, "I think I could take you." And then our other friend, David Ross, his hands was big as Pastor London's when he was a little kid. He could smack every kid to sleep in school, I'm trying to tell you. When I seen him coming up the hallway, the bully, well, not the, I was the bully, but the guy that was trying to fight me, I wanted my friend to fight him because I didn't think I could take him. But my friend said, "No, I'm going to let you fight this one." So me and my mouth, so I figured if I run my mouth, well, nothing happened. But he came closer, my friend backed up, and I was like, "Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to fight." So listen now. So I put my hands up, and I did like you taught me, Dad. I put my hands up, and I jabbed with the left, and I hit him in the nose, and his eyes got the water, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I got him." But whose grandma made up that saying, "The bigger they are, the harder they"? No, 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 that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. He hit me so hard, y'all. I don't know if it was the floor or the punch that knocked me out. But when I woke up, I remember saying to myself, "I'm so glad that's over. I'm so glad." But wait, 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 it's not over. My friend said, "You deserve a second chance. Because I know you can do better than that." So I'm like, "No, no, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need no second chance." He said, "No, you deserve a second chance." So I put my hands up again, Dad. I threw two or three punches, and this time I hit a couple of times. But this time I woke up in the nurse's office. He knocked me out twice in one fight. But I say, I know that's a funny story, but this is a serious matter, y'all. I just want y'all to know that aren't you glad we have a God that will lift us up when we get knocked down and give you a second chance? Aren't you glad we have a God that will stand by your side when you're in a fight alone? You see, we all fall down. It's getting back up that really counts. There's only one guarantee. Your feet will not always be on the ground, but I know a man that will pick us up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. Like I said before, God is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. Now, God is speaking to some of you right now. And I want you to get up and do what God told you to do. You didn't do it right the first time, but now you get a second chance. If you just ask God to give you a second chance. You let somebody stop you the first time, but now you get a restart. If you're sitting on the sidelines of life asking God, why did this happen to me? You will be defeated. You will feel like a failure, like I was talking about earlier. God wants to help you. God wants to help us. So I want all of y'all, if you're feeling this way, to get up, shake yourself off, dust off the doubt and defeat. Then God can come to your rescue and bring you victory. With God, you too can have a second chance. You see, before I go, I can remember as a young man words my preacher, Reverend E.T. Burton, would say. He used to talk about three men on a wooden cross upon a hill where everyone could see. You see, it was two sinners on the outside, and they couldn't save themselves even if they tried. All I could think about is I could relate to the man on the left, and I could relate to the man on the right. Because I've been the one on the left full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. You see, I've been the one on the right, always looking for trouble and always looking for a fight. You name it, I've done it. I used to go through life thinking, and maybe you may think this too, I used to think I could never be forgiven. And you may feel that way today. But I'm standing here today, overwhelmed by grace, because I know who paid the cost. I know who gave me a second chance. It was the man on the middle cross. Hey, the cross is where he went. Oh, but he did not stay. He rose up on the third day with all power in his hand. Don't take your sins lightly. It has cost you far more than you realize, church. But God still loves you and is giving you a second chance. He loves you so much. He sent his only son into the world to give you his second chance that you deserve. Don't let another day go by without him. But turn to Christ, church, and thank him for forgiving you and giving you a second chance. That's the beauty of God's second chance.